Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we welcome today City Councilor Paul Stewart. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Doing great, doing great. I understand that there was a little of an incentivizing taking place at City Hall last night, but this would be the good kind of incentivizing.
Right.
Legal kind, I should say. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to use some of the money we've got to incentivize our employees to get the COVID shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's to protect the public that they come in contact with. It's going to cut down on, we're hoping on sick days and insurance costs and things like that in the long run. And, you know, and just general absenteeism and people needing to quarantine and things like that so that we can keep providing the level of service people are accustomed to.
Now, I understand we have to do a little something different with the police and firefighters because of the union.
Right, and so they'll have to agree to this just because they're covered by the union. I can't really see them not. I mean, I guess they could, but it doesn't hurt them if they do or don't, you know, that they can either take the incentive or not, mm-hmm. and if they don't, then that money just goes back into the budget.
There you go. Easy come.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it sounds like a, you know, pretty good plan there, mm-hmm. too. Now, is there a requirement, is there a mandate that people have to have the inoculation for COVID-19 in order to work for the city? Is there any kind of...
No, we're not going to mandate it, although, you know, the city manager made clear yesterday that legally we can do that, and so can any business and with COVID or any other kind of vaccine that they can require that. But we don't want to do that.
Even if it's not FDA approved? Because this is really not. This is emergency trial.
Yeah, well, and so this one that they... I think normally that would be the case, but that they've made an exception for this just because of the...
Nature of it,
yeah.
Got it.
But yeah, so you're like your yearly flu vaccine, you know, that your employer could mandate you have that, and some do, especially in the healthcare field.
Sure, understood. Now, it's election day.
It is election day, and... This is for people who live in the city of Bartlesville. It is to extend the BDA economic development tax. Doesn't raise taxes. It's been in place since 1986.
Wow.
They've had a lot of success with it over the years. A few things are the Silver Lake Village, over where the Lowe's and Petco and all of those things are. The Chick-fil-A, they helped bring them to town. The shops at Turkey Creek, they're back behind Mazzio's and CVS. The Siemens facility that they've bought that they've used to bring in or to keep Phillips precision machining that broke off from Siemens to make things here in town. ABB, the Walmart Distribution Center, Custom Molding Services, I think they're ahead of how many people they were planning on hiring. Hideaway Pizza, last night we voted Bricktown Brewery, that the initial incentive was for Bricktown Brewery and
Jimmy's Egg,
but Jimmy's Egg's hasn't committed, and so they asked if we could prorate that incentive to for Bricktown Brewery based on sales, and mm-hmm. you know, it kept with kind of the spirit of the initial incentive, so we went ahead and do that, and it was expressed that it was really an if we would do this, then they would come. So I'm expecting the construction on that to start here pretty quickly this spring. So something else that they did that I don't think they've advertised as much, but I think really helped out the community is last year they took some of the money, and rather than just trying to bring businesses in, we wanted to keep businesses that were here. And so one, they offered a loan guarantee for small businesses, 0% interest for 1 or 2 years, to help some small businesses stay open here in town. The other thing was any of the businesses that were caught up on any of their utilities on March 1st before kind of the COVID stuff mm-hmm. Kicked in, and then were behind on June 1st, they went and paid those utilities for water with the city, also electric, natural gas, and some of those things to help keep these businesses that, you know, but for COVID, we're doing all right and mm-hmm. keeping up with their bills.
I understand as a city, way we've been operating, that surprisingly, with a lot of good forethought and a lot of planning, that we weren't harmed nearly as bad as other municipalities around this nation.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely right. And even going into it, we were in a pretty strong position because of, you know, about 10 or 12 years ago, the city set up several rainy day funds, basically. Mm-hmm. And so we had been putting in money into those every year for 10 years. And if we were going to tap it, this was going to be the time we needed to. And I don't think we had to. Or if we did, it wasn't for very much. And so that was great having that nest egg there. But also we're pretty conservative in overestimating some of our expenses and underestimating some of our revenue, and so that helps us come out ahead too.
Kind of all came together.
It all came together, yeah. And so yeah, we're doing all right and didn't have to cut back really on any services other than for safety precautions.
And we do want to remind everyone that the polls are open if you wish to cast your ballot for or not for mm-hmm. the BDA tax extension. It's a quarter cent tax, mm-hmm. sales tax, and it's an extension from 1986. It's been going on for quite some time, and the polls are open till 7 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they've got a few more things coming up with the BDA that hopefully will pan out over the next few months, and we'll be able to announce some new things the next time I'm here.
Look at that. He just smiles and says, hey, I'm not going to say anything now. I ain't going to give any hands. Not me.
To be continued.
To be continued. But I've been hearing a lot of rumble. Mm-hmm. And nobody is ever going to say anything, and I know that they're just kind of smiling and saying, "If it all works out, it's going to be great."
Well, and something else that this BDA tax allows us to do is, when a company is looking at several different locations, we can, you know, we don't have to go through a lot of committees and boards and things like mm-hmm. that. We can say, "Here's our policy. Here's what we can do. Mm-hmm. Here's you know, we can give you a yes today or a no today, but here it is. And there's value in that, you know, when they can get started sooner in Bartlesville because of this tax rather than going to some other community and, you know, having to wait several months and, you know, and genuflect between all the right committee or before all the right committees and things like that to get approvals.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. What else is cooking down at the city hall?
Well, I want to remind everybody we've got our free yard collection set for May 3rd to the 7th. Normally, I wait till that weekend before and pull something in my back, and so get started early, start cleaning up now, and they'll pick it all up then. You don't have to have any special bags. For your sticks and things, you have to bind them to no more than 4 feet in length and less than 50 pounds. And they'll pick up kind of all of your yard waste type stuff. Not household things, just yard waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, my neighborhood folks have been out every time the sun's out, and they're doing a little at a time. They're not killing it, as they say, but they're getting it done piece by piece, and it's going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I can't wait till the trucks come by and make that sweep.
Right. Well, and they may come by more than once. So
true. One to pick up your regular stuff, and then the other to pick up your yard stuff. So don't call Paul in the middle of hey, they're driving away. Don't do that.
Yep. Nope. They'll come back and they'll get it. So just something else to be aware of. Also wanted to remind everybody that Hillcrest Drive is going to be closed for this week and probably all of next week. Where they're making some connections by the bridge, mm-hmm. and so if you're trying to get across town, you want to use either Hensley or Tuxedo, Frank Phillips or Adams, mm-hmm. Going east and west.
Yes, indeed. Frank Phillips, of course, getting that little pipage taken care of.
Right.
You know what? They've crossed the road without mm-hmm. really, you know, impeding traffic all that much. Mm-hmm. I am impressed with how stealthily they've mm-hmm. moved on that.
Right. Yeah, no, and that's great. And Yeah, they're taking out two smaller lines and putting in just one larger line. That,
oh, it's huge.
Yeah, that'll hopefully last us another 50 years or so before we've got to replace it, if not longer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got that stuff going on. We also approved an amendment for the Sooner Pool expansion. So originally it was just for the pool and expanding it. But because of some of the elevation changes and things, it made sense to go ahead and include some of the parking lots around there as well. And,
okay.
And so we did that change. And that'll all start, after the pool season ends this year in the fall, hopefully. And
you just heard the gasp of all these moms going, what do you mean?
Yeah, no. It'll be then. And, and they're going to add some water slides in this first phase of the expansion. And this second phase, they've got some really cool things, a lazy river, possibly a surf machine.
Digging that.
I saw that online, and that they're not super expensive when you're talking about those types of projects. And the closest ones from here are Kansas City or St. Louis, and then going south into Dallas. And mm-hmm. Nobody our size has something like this, and there's nothing like it around here, so hopefully that'll bring people here into town.
Catch a wave and you'll be sitting on top of the hill.
Right. Yeah, and maybe we'll have some cross-pollinization with the skate park here in town. I figure that there would be some stuff there, kind of. It's the same type of people going to both of them. What else do we have here? We got our the fire department. We got our year-end report, which was really good. We got an ISO rating. It used to be a 4, and you want a 1, so we're up to a 2.
Sweet.
Which is great. If you haven't checked with your homeowner's insurance recently, you want to check with them, because those higher ratings are going to lower your premiums. And some of them, I think, do it automatically, and some of them don't. So you just want to make sure that they know that we're an ISO 2, and save a little bit of money there. And hopefully in the next few years we can get to a 1. We're looking at hiring another fire chief, too. They're looking at applications for mm-hmm. that, and we're working with a headhunting group to try and find some good ones. And, we may end up hiring internally, and we may find somebody from the outside. It'll just we'll have to see who the applicants are.
But, hats off and fire hats off to Chief John Banks. He did a great job.
Yeah, no, it's good. And, if you call and you're in Bartlesville, they'll probably be there in under 4 minutes. So,
yeah.
Based on some of the data that he had there. What else? Wanted to let everybody know, too, that the we did get a grant for $936,000 to help people with rent assistance, utilities, and mental health care related to COVID. We don't have that money yet. It's going to be coming, and the rent assistance and utility assistance is going to be processed by Concern here in town, and the mental health is going to be processed by Grand Lake Mental Health. We don't have the money yet. Don't start calling, but just to be aware of that, it should be coming in the next couple months, and we'll let you guys know when the money's there,
and then announce the process and things.
Yes,
like that.
Yep, and do all of that. Okay. Which was great. That was a real success. The state had about $8 million that 18 cities were eligible for. And so originally they just divided it by 18 and said, $450,000. And I said, we're kind of on the bigger end of these cities. Let's see what we can get if we prorate it by population. And it was the 936. And so when we applied for it, we got all of it. So that was an extra $500,000 there to help people here in town who really need it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, something? Our time is at an end. It seems like it goes so quickly, but Councilor Stewart, I want you to know that the door is always open. Looking forward to seeing you back here in June.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it also.
All right. You've been listening to City Talk right here on our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Maybe this.